Leaders of the world's most industrialized nations are meeting in France for their latest summit. The three-day Group of Seven gatherings taking place against a backdrop of worries about a global economic downturn and coincides with an era of international disunity across an array of issues. French President Emmanuel Macron wants the heads of Britain, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States to focus on gender equality, education, and the environment, and has invited Asian, African, and Latin American leaders to join them for a global push on these issues. With more on this, we spoke to Dr. George Zagopoulos, Senior Research Fellow with the International Center for European Integration. What are the most pressing or strategic issues of global significance to be addressed at this summit?
It seems that this summit has a surprise for the United States because the Iranian foreign minister appeared in France, and it seems that the Iran nuclear issue will be on the agenda. At the same time, however, it seems that this issue can also reveal ongoing tensions in transatlantic relations, because it is evident that European countries and the United States do not agree on the steps forward. Obviously, the Iran issue might be a surprising one, but it's not the only one. There are also other differences that are splitting the two sides apart. I believe, though, that it's a good opportunity for all sides to sit on the same table and negotiate up to what extent they can proceed together, especially on economic issues.
So there are a number of Europe-America issues here. What's your take on the Europe-America rift over these issues, including climate change and digital taxes?
Well, climate change and digital taxes are two issues that are bringing the two sides apart. But in my opinion, it's not only the theme necessarily which drives the two sides apart. It's mainly the personality of U.S. President Donald Trump, because it's not very clear what someone can expect from the American president. The American president is not predictable, and this creates problems, especially in the approach of the European countries that are looking for stability and certainty in international affairs. Obviously, on the other hand, however, the American president needs to be respected. That's why I think that the G7 summit is important. And although we cannot be optimistic that the differences can be solved, it's important that they are there and they can discuss.
Well, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's debut at the G7 session, do you expect to see any new steps over Brexit?
It seems to me that it's very difficult to have specific steps on Brexit. It's not clear whether Boris Johnson, the new Premier of the United Kingdom, has a clear plan about the day after. He says that his country will anyway leave the European Union towards the end of October if there is no deal. He is prepared to negotiate with the other European countries, but it's not clear whether the other European countries are prepared to do so. So I think that he can find common ground with the American President Donald Trump, but I'm not optimistic that he can agree, especially with President of France Emmanuel Macron and with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Obviously, it's interesting that it is his first G7 summit, but it does not seem to me that he has a clear plan for the day after.
So it's typical of these events, after they're done, for the leaders to issue some sort of a communique. However, I guess in recent months and years, we've not always got that usual communique at the end of the summit or the session, whatever it may be. Does it really matter if G7 leaders issue a communique or not at the end of this summit?
I think the communique issue is highly symbolic. I don't think that it plays any real role in international affairs and international economic affairs. Obviously, if there is no communique, as it happened last year, it can clearly show that the United States and other Western powers cannot find common ground. But even if the communique can be issued, I think that the differences are there. So what is more important is for the two sides to breed their difference and not to issue the communique necessarily. I'm not optimistic because the American president is completely unpredictable. So even if he agrees on the communique and if the communique can be issued, it does not mean that the day after he can't stick on the same promises. So I think that we are continuing on the same period of uncertainty and instability in the international affairs.